90.3.
Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan and I'm going to be with you for the next hour or so. Now, on the line I have the one and only Mr. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David. How are you?
Fantastic.
Now, I'm a little bit disappointed in you, David. I have to say that. Tomorrow. I'm meant to be out golfing tomorrow. Am I going to be able to see what I'm doing?
Just about, yeah. And half the sunlight will be gone. So you should notice it being a lot darker around 11 a.m. Maybe for about a half an hour or so. The eclipse itself lasts 2 hours. So at 10 o'clock, a tiny bite gets taken out of the sun. You only know that if you've got things like the eclipse glasses or a method of projecting them using just a pinhole onto a piece of white paper. But by 11 o'clock, more than half the sun's diameter is covered by the moon. That's half the sunlight gone. So you should definitely notice it being darker then. In fact, the temperature should drop a few degrees as well. And then from 11 till 12, the moon moves off the sun's disk and its full sunlight will be restored. So hopefully you've got a safe way of viewing while you're golfing away there. But if anyone's not at the golf course with you, they could come along to our eclipse watch and not only see it through safe eclipse glasses we've got there, but also through giant telescopes that have special filters in front so you can look at the sun in complete safety.
And where is that going to be happening?
Yeah, that's happening at our headquarters in Blanchardstown. It's a business park called Rosemount Business Park. And if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, there's a map showing you exactly where it is. And you can book your tickets there for the event. There'll be refreshments provided. There'll be a talk about eclipses. There'll be all the telescopes set up, including some special telescopes that can see the sun in a special type of light called H-alpha. And very few people have ever seen the sun. It shows much more detail of what's going on the sun's boiling surface. So it's all things solar tomorrow. And all we need is a few breaks in the clouds because we're looking at the brightest object in the sky. And I believe there's good clear patches forecast for tomorrow. But we never go by the weather forecast. We always go there and just hope for the best. Sometimes they've gotten the forecast completely wrong. I remember 1999 eclipse. There was clouds forecast everywhere. In fact, we had a gloriously clear eclipse. Not one cloud crossed the sun over the two-hour period. So, you know, keep checking the sky if you're stuck at home or on the golf course. And if you can get along to the eclipse watch, that's definitely the best place in Ireland to see it.
Yeah, you know, these things don't come along every year, do they? I don't think they do. So, you know, I think that the last deep one was, what, 1999?
No, in fact, the partial eclipses of the sun are fairly common. We did a study for the magazine. By the way, our magazine has a complete article about the eclipse, how to view it safely if you're stuck at home. And you can order that online, actually. And at the instant you order it, you'll get an email of the eclipse article. The magazine will come to the post a day or two later, but at least within seconds, you'll know everything you need to know about the eclipse. And one of the things we looked at was how many Irish eclipses, because eclipses, it depends exactly where you are as to what you see. And this decade alone, there were 7 partial eclipses of the sun. And in fact, the one next year will be in August of next year, 2026. It'll be 94% of the sun is covered, because a total eclipse just misses Ireland, a few hundred miles off the coast of Kerry. And then it goes on, the path of totality goes on to cross Spain. So a lot of people might be in Spain for August 2026. Might just get to see a total eclipse that they didn't expect to see. But that's next year. Thinking with this year, it's just over 50% of the sun is covered. And they're happening what? Well, if that's 7 every 10 years, just a bit less than 1 per year. But total eclipses now, they are very rare.
And the total eclipse, it goes pitch black?
Or
close to it.
Different. Yeah. Even a 99% eclipse is nowhere near as good as a total eclipse of the sun. You need to get rid of the whole sun, and then day turns to night for a few minutes. I've been lucky enough to travel to 2 of them, one in Turkey 2006, USA 2017, We also held a trip. We had big trips, both of those, and we had one in 1999 to go to Bulgaria. It was a very deep eclipse from Ireland. We had thousands of people at our eclipse watch back then, but it wasn't total. So it looked a bit like twilight, but it wasn't dark. You couldn't see the stars in the sky like you can at a total eclipse. And just to give you an idea how rare total eclipses of the sun are, there hasn't been one on Irish soil since 1724, and there won't be one until the year 2090, on the 23rd of September, if you want to mark your diary for then.
But that's the other fascinating thing about all this, is people have been able to actually predict to the day, to the time, when these things are going to happen for an awful long time, haven't they? They've easy enough to, well,
yeah.
I won't say easy, once you understand the physics of it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, gravity is great. We can calculate the pull of all the planets, the sun, that determines the orbit around the sun, and indeed the moon's orbit around the Earth very accurately today by having measured the moon's position. And we can run that backwards and forwards thousands of years to minutes of accuracy, and it's been used to date certain historical events. So, for instance, one of the big stories was determining the birth date of Jesus Christ. We know that he wasn't born in 1 AD, and he certainly wasn't born on December 25th, but he's probably born somewhere between 5 and 10 BC. And when you look at it, what happened, for instance, people may remember the massacre of the innocents that Herod perpetrated around the time of Christ's birth. Well, there was an eclipse in 4 BC that happened after he was dead, so we know Christ had to be born a few years before that. And there's other astronomical techniques of what was in the sky at that time that the three wise men might have seen that led them to say in the Bible, "We have seen his star in the east," and off they go. And it turns out there's another astronomical event of planets coming together in a particular constellation that would have signified in the astrology of the time, now debunked, but astrology would have been very big back then. And we think we can tie down the birth date of Christ to a Tuesday evening, the 15th of September in the year 7 BC. But that's using our knowledge of the motion of the planet. The same thing enables us to predict these eclipses. And there have been some eclipses that have been extremely important in history. You and I are talking English now, but we should be talking either Latin or Greek, because both the Roman Empire and the Greek Empire fell as a result of eclipses. So it's a really fascinating story. Admittedly, now it's human superstition about what happens during eclipses rather than the eclipses themselves. But still, the fact that eclipses happen has had a huge effect on human civilization down through the millennia.
Indeed, and you know what? That is great to know, because anybody who likes Christmas can now have a second Christmas on the 15th of September.
But yeah, the man who originally did this research is Dr. David Evans from the University of Sheffield. And he wrote a book on the subject back in the 70s when computers just became powerful and commonplace enough to run these calculations back thousands of years. We actually had him come over to Ireland and give a talk many years ago. And he was able to do this prediction and, you know, look at what was going on and predict things accurately like we can today.
Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, you are asking people to do something for you around the eclipse. What's that?
Yeah, there's two things we want to do. Just write us a report of what you see, because if there are clouds around, we've got the whole 32 counties that we're going to cover in the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine to tell people what Ireland saw of this deepest eclipse in 10 years. So did it get dark? Was it noticeably dark? Did the temperature drop? Were you watching your thermometer in particular? And, you know, if you took photographs of the eclipse using special filtered equipment, you have to be very careful. You can't point your camera, certainly not your eyes, binoculars or telescopes at the sun unfiltered. You'll be blinded if you look through them instantly, so don't do it, is the message. A technique in the magazine, like say if you get the magazine emailed to you today, shows you how to project an image through a pinhole onto a white card, and you can photograph that with the camera in your smartphone. And that would do as a record of the eclipse. Tell us where you are. Send us your best picture. Don't send us all your pictures, because thousands of people are probably going to do it, and we'll be swamped. Just send us your best one with your name and your location, and we'll put it in Astronomy Ireland magazine in the future. And that'll then be archived in the national libraries of not only Ireland, but also Great Britain, so that your record of the eclipse will stand for all time. Plus, be a bit of fun. I remember the first time I got my name published for seeing something in the sky. I was dead chuffed at the time. Might have led to the reason why I'm talking to you today as a complete obsession with astronomy.
But not only that, but it helps as well, you know, for academics who want to do research maybe in the future, can look back and can tell, you know, that, well, there was a, as you say, a 5 degree drop in temperature in Donegal and a 10 degree drop down in Cork. So they can then start to work out what's the effects that things had on the country.
Yeah, and you know, it will vary slightly around Ireland. 51% on the east coast, 57% of the sun will be covered on the west coast. In fact, if you keep going out into the Atlantic, the northeast United States is the best place to see it, because there they get 94% of the sun will be covered. Not a total eclipse, this one, anywhere in the world. Very close, though. The total eclipse nearest us will be the one next year. So if you're not planning a trip to Spain, the 12th of August next year is the date to think about. And we're thinking of planning a trip to that eclipse, with it being Spain, so many Irish people being used to going there. But also, the year after, 2027, there's a very long total eclipse of the sun over Africa. And probably the best place to go is Egypt, because you go for a week, make it into your annual holiday, take the eclipse in on one day, and it'll be over 6 minutes long. The maximum length of a total eclipse you can get is 7 minutes. This is an extremely long eclipse. Plus, the weather in Egypt that time of year is practically zero cloud cover, year in, year out, going back historically. So you have a very good chance of seeing it. Great things like the pyramids and all the archaeology of the area to visit, and lovely warm weather as well, of course. Be a great holiday, taking in the longest eclipse of the century. Can't think of a better way to spend your summer in 2027. But if you keep getting Astronomy Island magazine, we'll tell you more about that closer to the date.
Well, there you go. Now everyone knows where they have to go, Sharm El Sheikh, for their holidays.
Yeah, actually, the town of Luxor, a lot of people might have heard of,
yep,
is right on the eclipse track, which also means, even though it's in the desert effectively, there's plenty of accommodation there. They're used to tourists and good infrastructure. The eclipse we went to in 2006 crossed Libya in the middle of the desert, away from anywhere important, but then across the Mediterranean and went into Turkey. And the chance of there being cloud cover was only slightly greater in Turkey than it was in Libya. So we decided, for infrastructure reasons, shall we say, that Turkey was better, because this is a tourist resort, lots of nice hotels to spend the rest of your week there. We had a fantastic holiday, and it was totally clear for the eclipse. I'll never forget.
Am I right in saying Luxor was the capital of Egypt at one stage?
Ah, now you see, you know more than I do, because I haven't even done my research on the town yet. What we normally do is, and in fact we have to do it by law, is you have to engage a bonded travel agent, because there's been problems with this before, and the law's been brought in about it, to organise such trips. You can't just do it yourself for groups. So we'll talk to the travel agents who specialise in that. For instance, we've done trips up into the Arctic Circle for the Northern Lights, and we had a travel agent that was an expert in Norway. So we got lots of trips around the fjords and walks around various towns on a cruise up along the coast, which was absolutely brilliant. Got up into the Arctic Circle, saw several displays of the Northern Lights along the trip, and had a brilliant holiday. So we'll be doing professional research. If you call me back in about less than a year, we'll be able to tell you exactly if Luxor was the capital of Egypt in the past, and a lot more besides.
Yeah, I think it was back in the days of at the pharaohs. So there you go, you get the pyramids and all.
Absolutely. And, you know, we will organise various events based around the local history of wherever we go. So in Turkey, we went to see the Ephesus, amphitheaters, lots of other trips like that as well. So it wasn't just all about sand, the Mediterranean. The view of the Mediterranean from my hotel bedroom room every morning was absolutely incredible. Glistening blue sea. You couldn't have asked for a better holiday. And to have an eclipse thrown in on top of it, probably my holiday of the century so far.
David, thank you so much for coming on. And
my pleasure. And if people want more details, astronomy.ie, get your tickets for the eclipse watch there. You can get the eclipse glasses at the event. In fact, you have to go away somewhere. We're opening up at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, 2 hours before the eclipse, to set it up. We would also be able to sell anybody who can't stay with us a pair of the eclipse glasses. They're only €5 each. They're certified by the EU to be safe to view the eclipse. And that's the only place we know of in Ireland that you can still get them. And sign up for the magazine on astronomy.ie and get the eclipse article instantly emailed to you.
And of course, don't forget, send your reports into Astronomy Ireland as well.
That's right. Yeah, again, on astronomy.ie, look at the contact section. You'll see for the magazine the email address to send it to. It's simple as that. Everything's on astronomy.ie. And do follow us on social media, which is absolutely free, because events like this and other things will always be posted on the social media so people know what's going on.
David, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Enjoy the eclipse on the golf course.
I'll try my best. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. The one and only David Moore from Astronomy Ireland there, and telling us all about the eclipse that is going to be happening tomorrow morning at around 11 o'clock. Hopefully I'll be out on the golf course and I'm able to see where I'm hitting. But please, please, please have a look. And if you have a chance, send something in to Astronomy Ireland and let them know your experience.